guys, gals, and non-binary pals, and welcome to episode 3 of the 5th Trooper Podcast. I'm Owen.
And I'm Isaac.
And we're bringing you some fun topics today, but before we get into all of that, just quick shout out to our Patreon. You did this. This is your fault. We're blaming you. That's why we're here, and we appreciate it. Thank you so much for being a Patreon member. Thanks so much for donating to us and letting us do this fun thing. We appreciate you so much. It really allows us to do this, so thank you. And if you're not a Patreon member yet, go over to patreon.com/thefifthtrooper and consider signing up. Evan's got a lot of fun stuff over there. He's got a lot of exclusive videos, so if you want that kind of thing and you like supporting us, please go over there. So thanks. Otherwise, feel free to dongle the bongle, subscribe, like, comment below, all of the fun things. You know, thanks. We appreciate it. But without further ado, let's get into the episode here. Episode 3 here is we're going to be doing a little theory crafting. It's Savage and more. And so let's get into some of that fun theory crafting. You know, things that you don't find over at Notorious Scoundrels. You know, they're telling you facts and stats, and we're just going to
lie to you.
No. I wouldn't say lie to you. I would say bring whimsy.
Whimsy. Yeah, there we go.
Whimsy into your world. As I was saying, you know, if you've been living under a rock over the past 2 weeks here, Gen Con did show off Savage Opress. He will be joining the ranks of Legion. He will be a new unit. I know, shocker. We're a little late to this party, but we're bringing the more fun thing to this party because while everyone else said, "Oh, what's, you know, let's see what faction he's going to be part of," we want to bring you a little bit more than that. So we're gonna dive in to who he is and then what we think his unit is going to look like. So we're bringing you along for this theory crafting ride. We have. To best of my knowledge, Isaac, do you know anyone over at AMG? I know no one at AMG.
Nope, can't say I do, so.
Okay, so we've got no insider knowledge here. If we get anything right, pats on our backs, good job, everybody. We get everything wrong, that's to be expected.
We've already established we're lying to you.
Yeah, we are purely theory crafting off of this, and we would love to hear what your thoughts are as well. So if you think that you've got, you know, if you rightly believe that you know what that card's going to look like, put it in the comments.
Yeah,
chat with everybody else, and you know, let's talk about you know, some of the fun things. So to give some context, right, to let you know if you don't know who Savage Opress is, he is one of Maul's brothers. He is from the I don't think he's in Rebels. He is in Rebels. Yeah, no, he's from the Clone Wars and then Rebels. Yeah. So he's in the animated storyline of things.
Arc.
His story is quick little sum up is basically he's on Dathomir. He ends up being picked by Asajj to be her mate, and then Mother Talzin gives him a bunch of fun little magic, which basically makes him big, strong, and have some kind of force sensitivity, and then he goes with Asajj over to Count Dooku, where he trains under Count Dooku to be big, bad, evil guy. And so then while he's doing that, Asajj uses the imbued magic that's in him, to be like, hey, you gotta pay attention to us Night Sisters, and, we're gonna try to overthrow Dooku. And that didn't go well. And so, after he got his licks in and, you know, was very badly upset and injured, he goes up back to Mother Talzin, and he's like, hey, that was bad. And Mother Talzin's like, yeah, I know. Go find your brother. He's living over there as this, like, trash monster. And so then he goes finds his brother. And then he's like, hey, stop being a trash monster. Grabs him, takes him back to Dathomir, where they give him his legs back. And then Maul's like, all right, I'm back in action, and I'm teaching you how to be a bad Sith guy. And he's like, sure, I guess, and is just along for the ride until Maul and Savage end up going against Darth Sidious on Mandalore, where he rightly dies by the hands of Darth Sidious because you ain't winning that fight. You just ain't winning that fight, son. Also, fun fact that I learned while doing all of that research, he is the only person inside of the canon to have fought all of the Sith. Not, like, all of them forever, but all of them, like, within that time frame. He's the only one that did it. He dueled Asajj. He fought Dooku when he tried to overthrow him. He did have a skirmish with Anakin, so there's the Darth Vader cross-off. And he fights Maul when he convinces him to go back to Dathomir, and Sidious. So he's literally the only person who did that, which is kind of cool.
That is true. I didn't even think about that. I need to go back and, like, watch his arc and, like, see if I can piece more of that together. Yeah. It's a good synopsis, though, Savage.
It's just, like, a very fun, weird thing that you'd think that any of the good people would have fought all of the Sith, and it's like, nah.
No.
It's Savage. He did it.
Out here, putting the team on his back. Picking fights with everyone.
Yeah, really carried... really carried it all. So, that's him in a nutshell. That's a quick rundown. I'm sure people will already be in the comments saying that's not exactly how everything went. Yeah, I'm trying to give you Cliff Notes version, okay? I'm aware.
Feel free to type it all out in the comments. And
if you want to just copy and paste the wiki, I won't stop you. I read that before doing this to remind myself everything that that happened with him so we could get an idea of kind of like where we're pulling his stats from. So I think the first thing that we gotta ask is what his attack is gonna look like. So Isaac, what do you think his attack profile is gonna be?
Yeah, I mean, from what I remember from the Clone Wars series, he was just a giant brute. Like, yes, he had force powers and he could fight, but he gets whooped by Dooku. Like, you can't outduel or finesse the people that are actually trained to use their lightsaber. So part of me wants to think that it would be like a big volume dice pool. It's like maybe like almost like a bunch of white dice or a bunch of black dice. I'd love to see like the spikiness of the nature. Like, yes, the potential is there for him to like hit you very, very hard, but it's not very reliable. And there's a variety of ways you could do that. I mean, you could just do a big dice pool. That might be a little bit crazy for balancing purposes, but I mean, you could maybe have some keywords and stuff in there, some new things to sort of make that randomness. Like, maybe the dice explode, you know, I don't know. Like, maybe it's like if you roll a crit, you get to roll an extra dice in the pool. That's something AMG loves. I don't know if that would... I don't know how much that would destroy our game, but something like that. I'd love to see a randomness factor. But
yeah, so I'm thinking of it in terms of Maul. Maul has a lightsaber, and his is 4 red, 4 white. And similar, you know, the dual blade... kind of thing going on, and so I think that's probably what they're gonna give him.
Yeah,
like, you're right, he does punch like a brick, and so I'm definitely thinking it's probably gonna be something that's like 4 red, 4 white, maybe like something else in there, some sort of keyword, as you said, to like pump it up a little bit more, because like that's his thing, is he's brutish. Like, literally, he's... I'm sure we will have pictures of him as we're doing this right now, and he's literally so big that he doesn't fit on the base, and they had to like make a little rock out of the base to fit him on the base, because that's how big of a character he is, like actually physically in the size compared to everything else. So he's a big dude.
Yeah, I feel like there's room to like throw. I'm looking at the fifth brother, because like it seems like a similar... like, as far as his keywords, like, enrage, maybe dauntless, maybe, like, some ram factors. Because, I think, like, at least one of the most iconic scenes to me is, like, when he first kind of hits the scene and he's, like, at that... it's, like, a Jedi temple or something. He's, like, running down the bridge and just waylaying people and kills 2 Jedi or something. Like, that could be a way to kind of, like, ramp him up and maybe, like, get that, momentum factor of just, like, sheer brute force. But, yeah, I think you're right, though. It's probably going to be some variant of, like, a Maul lightsaber. He, like, basically holds the same thing.
Yeah, like Maul's lightsaber has impact 2, pierce 2, 4 red, 4 white, and I think that's, I think it's gonna be something similar to that, and then we'll see the tankiness come from a keyword, as you said, like in rage or something like that. I definitely think that's gonna be a thing. Also, as he's a big dude, I'm expecting a big health pool as well.
Maybe 8. It could be another eight drop. Definitely, I think he's definitely 6 or more.
I think he probably...
Like, he has to...
Yeah, I definitely 6. Yeah. I think they would be doing an in-service to him if they're going, like, 5 or below. You know?
Just do him dirty.
I don't think he's got the same kind of fortitude / constitution as Din Djarin, you know? Mm-hmm. Both Luke and Leia, again, going from my Rebel experience here, both of them are 6 health. And so I'm just like... Maul also 6 health, and so I'm just like, he's probably got at least that, if not more. I can see that. I think that's pretty fair. I think red saves, pretty solid.
He's got a lightsaber, he's probably got red saves.
Do we think that he's gonna have 3,
like 4 slots? Probably not.
Well, no, I was gonna say,
courage, 3.
The yellow courage, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of fearless, basically, right? Like, he never runs away from him. He's obviously picking fights with everyone. So he might, maybe he has, like...
Sidious, man. Like,
I know. Yeah. So, like, maybe he could have, like, some kind of thing where he has, like, a high courage but can't share that to the stuff around him. Like, I can see that maybe being a thing. But if it's courage as normal, I mean, I think he'd definitely 2, but I could see him be, like, at least courage 3 and up, even. That would be really good for the rest of your army if he shares that bubble. If he brings a courage 3 bubble.
I think that you're right, though, that I don't think he's sharing that bubble. Yeah. I think that's his courage. I think there's probably a thing that's like, he'll have 3. I think that's a fair look at it. I think he's definitely got red saves. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody who's wielding a lightsaber that doesn't have red saves.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure they all get it. Yeah, if you have a lightsaber, you get red saves.
I think 1 4 slot. I don't think probably he's 1. Getting let's finish off the bottom right corner of the
unicorn
card here. Is that card I'm going through the unicorn
through the actual
as far as surging goes, Maul. And I'm using Maul as a reference because Maul is his brother, so similar kind of power set, but a little bit different here. Maul has no surges, and I think that he'll probably have surge on hit. It just kind of makes sense that he'll have, like, a surge to hit or surge to crit kind of thing because of how hard he does hit. Like, I think that might be...
I could see it going either way. It would depend on the dice pool. Yeah, if it's like Maul's lightsaber, I could like almost exactly like his lightsaber, I could see him getting surged to be just a little bit more offensive than Maul. But if they're trying to go with like more inaccurate dice, or if it's like a larger dice pool, they might not give him surge just to make it a little bit more.
That's variance. True. If they do like 5 red, 5 white, or as you pointed out, if they did 10 white or something white crazy dice. Like that,
throw your bucket of dice.
I think he'd probably be something around speed 1, speed 2. Obviously, speed 3 is jetpacks, creatures, vehicles. So I don't think he's going to be anywhere near that. I don't remember him being particularly fast / agile. I mean, he does fight various Sith Lords and is able to keep up with them. So, I mean, maybe speed 2 there.
Yeah. If he was speed 1, he would have to have some sort of spur mechanic or something to get him up to it. Because if just for playability, if I'm like, unless like it's because like if he was speed 1 and also supposed to be your guy that like charges in there and fights stuff, which seems like what his character his kind of philosophy is, it would be kind of awkward if he's like, you know, Yoda Kane speed into the fight. And like,
that's fair. I don't think he'd be Yoda Kane speed. Like he is a dude who charges through stuff and is,
it's like a
as
fullback,
you pointed out,
like...
you know, knocks people aside kind of thing, throws them around. Like, so I, you know, he's the bowling ball of things. So I definitely think at least speed 2. I don't quite think speed 3, because that does seem like I feel like it's like a weird middle ground of like, he is fast, but maybe not, like, he's not creature fast. He's not running as fast as like your speeders and your tauntauns and stuff. So yeah, definitely speed 2. Obviously operative.
Yeah.
I don't know where, what else that, yeah, like obviously operative slot. Honestly, completely surprised as I was looking through Maul's card to get prepped for this, that Maul isn't a commander, that he's an operative slot.
Yeah, Maul, the only way he can get commander is by giving him the Dark Saber and Shadow Collective. And that just, so like, that's like the only thing he leads for like a few days, basically, is the Mandalorian. Yeah. So.
Well, and that's exactly where I was thinking, is I was like, he does kind of run the Mandalorians there at the end, you know, doing his own thing and part of the Shadow Collective. Like, I do think that we're going to, unlike Maul, who's just for Shadow Collective, I do think that we're going to end up seeing Savage be for both CIS and Shadow Collective.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. Shadow Collective needs some love too. I mean, yeah, like I said, we don't have insider knowledge, but I would feel that he goes to both. That seems like a pretty
easy, like, he does work for, like, you know, for his brother basically, right? For a while there, he is helping him out for various amounts of things. Once that happens, and so I definitely think that's part of it, and then the other part of it is that he is underneath Dooku and does a lot of stuff under him for a while he's infiltrating and all of that. So like, yeah, we'll also get to Dooku and him in a little bit. But I definitely think it's going to end up being both of those. Now, as far as keywords go, you said, enrage.
Yeah. Maybe? I was thinking, yeah, like an enrage, Dauntless could be something they give him, like if he's a Courage 2 guy, they could give Dauntless, let you get you can get a free move if you're suppressed. So that seems something that he would have if he is like a Courage 2 guy, like being able to take another suppression to get a free move to get in. Like I could see that being a thing. And Ram gives you the extra, it's like Ram X, whatever number is in the X icon, you can get like extra modifications on dice and whatnot. But I could see something like that be given to him. Or enrage, too.
I definitely think that those will be there. Obviously, immune pierce because of the lightsaber. Jump 1, just because that's just, Jedi's seem to be able to jump, you know, Jedi / Sith. I'm using Jedi colloquially, I guess, as I say this. Jedi / Sith, lightsaber wielders seem to have some sort of jump 1 kind of thing. So I think we'll see that. I don't think we're going to end up seeing something like Allies of Convenience, that I feel like is more of his brother because of Maul being like kind of, running things, where Savage is just kind of there. So I think that might be more of his things. I also wouldn't be surprised if there's like the Juyo Mastery or something of that nature that'll let him kind of get a little bit more, you know, with that melee, because he does have, it's a double-bladed lightsaber. I want to see a little something else there, right? Like, I want to see like a extra. Like, obviously, you wouldn't have a full extra swing because that would be crazy. Right. But like a little bit.
He has more than what.
And then as far as going then down to the upgrade slots, he'd probably have one Force upgrade slot. He doesn't really use a ton of Force stuff in the series that I remember, but he does have Force powers. So
he's
like,
more like Force sensitive, right? Like he's not like no master of the Force for sure, but like he can't, does he like, I can't remember. Can he Force push and stuff? Like does he move stuff? Like,
I mean, that's the thing. I don't quite remember if he does, because he's normally just bashing things with brute force.
He's more like, I don't need the Force. I would just beat you.
Yeah. Like, I know that he does have Force powers. And so I do feel like he'd end up, having a slot. So that way he could do something along the lines of like a Force push or a Force pull. But like, he's not like he very specifically cannot and is very weak against lightning. That does him in twice. So like he's not Force lightning anybody. Like that's not his thing. And I I don't think he's as attuned to the Force as Maul was, and so that's why I'm thinking we'll probably they might give him one slot.
He's like a barbarian mage. He's like, I cast throw, or I chop you in half. That's my spell. Use my spell slot for that.
People.
Yeah.
So I think he'll probably have that. I wouldn't be surprised if we see maybe something with, like, comms.
Maybe. I can't. What makes you think comms? Just because, like, he's kind of off on his own for a minute and needs, like, I guess some way to talk to who he's coordinating with.
Well, I think if you're thinking of this in terms of, like, putting it with CIS stuff.
Right, yeah.
Right, like, I feel like he'll have some way of interfacing orders with them.
That would be nice. That would be very helpful if he has that.
Yeah.
If they're going for, like, this is a dude that you take that's just a big brute, and he does his own thing, then he might not have it. But if he does become more, like, integrated with the CIS faction, then that would definitely be something that's, like, really nice to give him, because we love comms when you have coordinate and whatnot. It's a good thing to have.
Yeah, like, I do think it's a bit odd of a thing for him. Like, it's like, yeah, he might have it, but, like, he might not. But I think it just kind of, like, it fits thematically a little better there. Obviously, he's not going to have any weapon slots. I don't think that he's going to have, yeah. Like...
Doesn't he have, like, a metal spear for a second? Like, like, his first weapon literally just a stick? Like, it's just a spear.
Yeah. So, I mean, unless they do something like that, which yeah. I don't think that they would give him.
Probably not.
Yeah, like, we've seen him with the lightsaber in the model, and so I think he's probably just going to be wielding that. So I don't think he's going to get any sort of, like, weapon upgrades or anything of that nature. I'm trying to think of what else the other upgrade slots are.
Gear. I mean, I don't think he really needs gear.
Yeah. Brainy. He also
tenacity really on seems like a thing. Like, I feel like you probably have some, like, a training slot, maybe, or they put it in there so you can't keep him tenacity. Maybe they don't want that to be a thing, but he seems like somebody that would have, like, a tenacity function or, like, some of the training upgrades.
100%. I definitely think a training upgrade for him would make sense. Also, I should say, since I didn't mention this earlier, I think he only has a melee profile. I don't think he's going to be... range. Same thing, like, Maul doesn't have a range profile. I was like, I was looking at the upgrade slots and I was like, oh yeah, we never talked about if there's any range things. No, I think he's strictly melee.
I think he's good enough to throw a saber. Like, what do you have saber throw? Like, can he do that? Like, I don't know, like, what his, I'm trying to remember what his Force capabilities were in the show. I'm like, I don't remember him saber throwing, and it didn't seem like he was too, I don't know. Maybe he can only take certain Force upgrades, too. That could be like a thing.
Maybe, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they have him limited on Force upgrades, or as some people think that maybe there's going to be some sort of thing where, like, there will be some sort of Force/magic slot, so that
Dathomir.
Like, he's imbued with Dathomiri magic, and so that's why I was like, he's probably got a thing that, like, if you punch him, he gets bigger and hard, you know, like...
Right, yeah.
The more damage you add, the worse he becomes to like, you know, fight against, because he'll be stronger. I wouldn't be surprised with that. What other upgrade slots are we missing here? I'm blanking on them.
Force training... What else is there...
The one with
generator
the
upgrade.
The... No.
What we got? No heavies, grenades, no gear.
I think he's going to be
gear. Yeah, he's not gear. He's not going to have a heavy weapon choice. Yeah. But yeah, comms, training, gear, frags, or sorry, grenades, gear. I think that catches everything.
Did we do the three-dot one, the improvised order and inspiring?
Oh, command.
Command, yeah.
I don't think he's going to have a command slot.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to have a command slot either.
That's wishful thinking.
Yeah, I truly don't think that he'd have a command slot. Like, he does command droids, and I'd be like, maybe you could argue having one there, but I think he's already too good as is to have a command slot, so maybe that's, like, one of the nerfs. Because, like I said, like, the thing that we've described, hello, welcome to Fantasyland, I understand is also going to be a crazy thing. And so part of it is like, how do you balance this? It's like, well, I don't think you give him command slot. I do think that if he's going to have that kind of melee profile and that kind of health pool,
it seems like a tank.
I think they're going to nerf.
He's the brood of the party.
Well, and that is, I think he's going to cost like a tank, right? Like, yeah. I think he's going to end up being like a 200 point unit or something crazy like that, right? Like,
maybe.
I mean,
he would have to be really good.
Base Maul.
Yeah, base Maul's like 160 or something.
A base Maul is 150.
150, okay.
Yeah.
And then you kid him out.
And that's why I was like, I could see if you add a little bit more health because this guy is tankier.
Oh, you think he'd be better than Maul? Ooh.
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be a different thing of like, this is going to be more health and more... like more dice on the melee, but less utility on everything else.
True.
Whereas like Maul will have that force power stuff. It has that command slot stuff.
Right.
You know, like Maul has Julio mastery. And mm-hmm. so I think that there's stuff there that wouldn't go over to Savage. And so like, do True. I think that they're going to make him 200 points exactly? No, but I think that they might make him like a solid 160, 170, because just baseline having a decent amount of health, red saves, and a big dice pool to swing with is going to be a thing that you're going to have to spend a lot of points on.
Yeah, if he's just like a giant melee profile with some minimal force capabilities, I could see him coming in around there. Over 200 gets into like the Anakin territory. Which that would be cool if Savage gets to that level, but yeah, I think that's pretty accurate though, around the 150, 160.
Yeah, I think he'll be coming in at where his brother is, or a little bit more, just because of like the base profile is going to be a lot easier. And
Maul's
so you're not going to be
force upgrades and whatnot. So
you're probably not going to be using as many upgrades on him. Whereas like Maul, you're probably upgrading up from 150 to like 1.
Yeah, he can get over 200 quick
something.
If you put force push and stuff on him. So, yeah. Be cool.
So I think that's what I believe.
We'll see what we got right. So
yeah. We'll come back to this video in whenever they release that. And we'll see if we got anything right. If we did, I am going to be amazed, because holy crap, we're just
that good.
We're just spitballing here. As I did say before though, that we do know that we don't know when Savage is coming exactly. I don't think. But we do know that he's coming in a box with Dooku and Asajj. And one other mystery character that has yet to be named.
It's his brother, Feral, the one he kills immediately.
The one that he
that would be the biggest letdown of the century.
I mean, honestly, troll move.
It's Feral. It's just like a little... That's his ability.
If you
it's
put
like
Feral in there, I'm going to love this so much. It'll be stupid.
Can you imagine?
For those that don't
know,
Feral is the third brother of Maul and Savage that Savage kills.
Yeah.
To like prove his loyalty, so like, he's just
brother
there
to make him good. Can you imagine? That would be such a letdown.
It would be hilarious to. It's like, oh, what do you think the mystery is? Oop! It's actually no.
Psych.
I did hear from our sister podcast, The Notorious Scoundrels, that Mike and Evan had theorized that the box is Dooku and friends.
Dooku and friends.
And I think that works pretty well. It's going to be something
Makes
that
sense.
You would the same way that you have the same way that you have the heroes of the rebellion coming out in October, and that you'll have the officers of the Empire coming out next year. Like, I feel like this might be like the CIS one that's just like, all right, here's your box with all your heroes in it. And so, you know, it'll come with your commander of Dooku, you'll have Asajj in there, you'll have Savage in there, and then Mystery Fourth.
Django.
Mystery Fourth.
let my man in the game.
I think it's Django.
I wish. I hope so. I really hope so. Everybody's wanted Django for so long.
So here's the thing. I'm manifesting Django because until listening to the discourse of people thinking that it's Django... I was shocked to learn that Django isn't in this game.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I just thought he was.
It's assumed that he was, yeah. He's like, it's pretty significant. The entire clone army's based off of him. Like, come on. Get him in.
He's a very important character. Yeah. And when I was like, oh, they've got Kalani and Asajj, obviously Django's already there. And
yeah, there are more obscure characters in the game. Like, come on.
Yeah. I truly thought that Django was already in this game, and I just was like bad, so nobody really fielded him on CIS. And then it wasn't until these conversations that I was like, oh, he's not in this? What? Then get him in here. Yeah. Just bring him.
Yeah.
Like,
it would be easy to put him in. He's in Shatterpoint. Like, obviously, they have people that can sculpt Django Fett. We have Mandalorians. Like, I think it would be really cool to see him. And it also would kind of flesh, you get more operatives. Like, CIS doesn't really have, like, CIS doesn't have a Mandalorian they can field currently. So, like, it would give everybody else except Gar a Mandalorian. So, like a Speed 3 Mando gunslinging around the board in a Django sculpt would be sick.
Yeah.
And maybe he comes with a ship. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Slave One on like a big giant. That would be so cool.
Excuse me, it's fire something.
That's a fire spray. Is it not Slave One yet?
Fire spray, yeah.
That's Boba. That's Boba's ship, okay. But it's the same ship, right? He just like renamed it.
It's the same ship,
yeah. Okay.
They just renamed the Disney decided to rename it because they're like, it's probably bad that we have a character flying something called Slave
that's
One.
Fair. It's not a good look.
And so they were trying to like weirdly like retcon it out, and it's like it's a bad look. I get it. I understand why you do it, but also like we all know it is Slave One. It will always be Slave One. Yeah. That's the name of the ship.
Firespray is a cool name, though. I mean, it's like the ship model, right? So it's like that's also cool.
Also, just
it doesn't spray fire though. That's you gotta give it a flamethrower.
Sound design every time that little like
oh my gosh
the bomb
yes the bomb. It's like ASMR, just like, go to sleep to the sound of
it sounds
depth
so good.
Charges.
That thing looks cool. It sounds cool. Just 10 out of 10. They really outdid themselves when they designed that thing. I do think that they should...
That's his gear slot.
That's his gear slot.
He, like, zips to the middle of the board, drops the debt charge, and just, like, a range 3 bubble. Everything's dead. That's balanced. That's completely fair. That's my take.
I think that we should have Django into the game. I think that's obviously, if you're going to go with a Dooku and Friends box, I don't know who else you would put into the fourth slot as who else really worked with Dooku that would have been in that slot. Like, unless you're doing Maul as a CIS ad, like if they rework him.
Like a re-sculpt or something of Maul.
Yeah, if they like rework him so that way they can be like, yeah, you can get him. Here's where he's coming back. You can buy him in this, and also like we added a new card and you know flip side so he can also be in the CIS the same way that Savage is. And I was like, I feel like it then becomes weird because then it's like half Shadow Collective, half CIS.
Right.
And it's just odd, which is why I was like, I don't think they're gonna put Maul there. I know a lot of people have been saying Lady Talzin would be cool like, hey, then you can have maybe like a Dathomir force coming out, which I would love to see. Cool. We'll get into fun.
Yeah. Like, I feel like she needs like the other Dathomirians though, like the Night Sisters. Like that would be like, I feel like a missed opportunity from a marketing perspective. Like if you just released her and not her troops. Like
exactly.
That would be a cool
like,
release.
I think that would be its own. I think it would be its
that's
own.
That's a cool.
Battle
that's a
Force
cool starter box.
Box.
Yeah, Battle Force box. It'd be sick if it came with like a bunch of.
Yeah, you got her Night Sisters, Night Brothers.
Yeah.
Somebody riding a Rancor. Cough, cough. Would be super
that'd be
cool.
Great.
Put that in the support.
Rancor riders.
Put that in the vehicle slot right there.
And
just
mounts and stuff. It's that's a thing that we're doing now. I'm excited to see how that fleshes out.
I mean, people are on Tauntauns. Why can't they be on a Rancor?
Give me more mounts.
Especially,
what a giant rhino.
especially if... I don't know if you heard over on the Gray Squadron, I think it was, that they were at Gen Con, and Will talked to them briefly.
I haven't seen that interview yet. It's on my list of, like, to-dos, but Enlighten
Oh,
me.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe it was Winter Moon that I'm mixing it up with. It was one of those two.
It was a Gen Con interview? I know Grace Frog did one at Gen Con.
Will, yeah. But he kind of let it slip that there might be a third way of playing Star Wars Legion that's a higher point count than 1,000.
Oh, wow. That's cool. And, okay.
I'd say that if you're doing that, if you're going to give us more point totals to have bigger boards,
that would be pretty sick.
I think that would be sick. And I think that easily then is just like, okay, cool. So then give us the bigger things to put on the board,
right?
Like somebody riding a Rancor.
AT-ATs.
The AT-ATs that everyone has asked for since day one. Please give us AT-ATs.
Is some variation of A's and T's. The big six-legged clone walker.
Yeah. Because what's the one that they have that has the wheels that are in
Kashyyyk? Star Droid, dude, that could be in Legion. That's not
for Gar, they have it's like an AT-AT, but it just has a bunch of huge tires.
Oh, the big giant juggernaut ground assault tank. It's like the middle piece of the Kashyyyk Battlefronts 2 map.
Yep. You know exactly
that
what I'm talking about.
Massive. Yeah. That you'd have to get a bigger scale game for that, but. That would be awesome. That would be such a cool model to have.
That's what I'm saying, is when he was kind of like, maybe we'll do a 2,000-point thing or whatever he said, and I'm just sitting there, I was like, A, this is going to take way too long if you have a game that large, but if you do, just, let us... Okay, AT-AT is, 1,000 points. There's half your army. Go.
It would have to be, super squads only. If it was, 2,000-point game and you could take the little naked, 50-point squads, you'd have, 40 act list coming out of the
woodwork. I think you'd have to somehow super squatted and vehicles and do a weird truncating of things to make it shorter.
But it would be cool though. It would allow you to run some larger things, and if it still ended up being in the 10 act range of things, I could see it working. It would be interesting, the scaling of the map though.
You'd have to basically just shove two tables together and be all right, 6 by 6 feet, go. You know?
It's a 12 by 3.
Yeah. Jesus, a 12 by 3 would be so long.
Yeah, that would be
so
crazy.
Bad. Cause you just have 6 by 4
star on the short edge.
Way on the right.
all the way over there. You have to have a walkie talkie to talk to your opponent.
Yeah.
How's the weather over there?
So yeah, I think that seeing large things and seeing we're obviously getting new, we're getting the CIS wheel.
The
bikes,
wheel bike,
and stuff like that. And so it's I don't think we're not doing vehicles. Obviously there's some room for vehicles, and the argument for AT-AT has always just been that thing is way too big,
right?
I mean,
it's massive.
I think a Rancor is fine. If you can put a Rancor through the streets of Mos Eisley, I don't think it's too big.
Yeah, a Rancor. What's the rhino looking thing that's in the arena, the Geonosian arena, where they have all the animals, the one that keeps ramming everybody. He runs Jango over. And Anakin jumps on top. Yes. we have the internet.
Oh, I'm looking this up because, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That would easily fit on a pill size base. That's very much, I feel within the realm of possibilities for.
The Reek. The Reek is the.
The Reek. Ah, yes. Being.
The Reek.
What a name.
Yeah. Or the Akre, as you just said in the part that we cut through, is that having actual.
Creatures that you could release?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Having
creatures
that aren't controlled by you, but on the battlefield would be interesting.
Yeah. Just release a terrain pack, objective. Hey, we're getting battle cards. Maybe a new objective. Secondary objective. It's whoever doesn't get killed by the board the most gets a point.
Sarlacc pit in the center of the map.
Right.
And just been all right, dodge.
Yeah, do it. That's some games do that, for tournaments. Middle Earth had sometimes they'll do a tournament where you're allowed to bring a piece of terrain. So I don't know if Legion would ever do anything like that, but that would be cool if it was you had parameters. It can only be this big. You know, you'd have to obviously caveat that. You can't just bring a 6 by 3 piece of terrain.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want that to be an actual thing, but I think that having a board that's more alive would be interesting. I have often seen it, at least at several tournaments now, that there is oh god, what was it? Is it the Wom? Not the Wompas. It's the big
snow,
the cow, like, things that the Raiders.
Oh, bantha, like a bantha.
Bantha. Sorry. Yeah,
that would be cool.
Like,
I mean, that's...
there's like a bantha they're like
always
a bantha
in the...
somewhere on the board.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people use them for like terrain pieces. I've seen them on boards. Which,
exactly,
it would be cool if that was a.
But it would be cool
thing
to see it move, because it's like, yeah, oh, a gunfight has
right. It's
like,
not just gonna,
you know,
let you take cover behind it as you get shot at. You know, that would,
yeah,
be cool.
Yeah, it is an intelligent animal enough that it's just like, there are people shooting. I want to run away right from loud noise, and
giant,
so it's like a moving piece of terrain. Like, I think that a not party controls, right? So you,
yeah,
don't control it, and your opponent doesn't control it, but it's a piece of terrain that moves somehow in the game would be an interesting thing.
Yeah, definitely. Like, interactive terrain, like, the worlds we're playing in are not just like a stagnant, not moving, immobile thing. Actually, one thing that I really like from a game called Bolt Action, it's a World War II game that Legion actually borrows a lot from, is they have weapons that can delete buildings. So if you like shoot a flak 88 at a building, it'll like level it, basically. It's like, I don't know how that would function in Legion or if it would be good for the game state, but it would be cool to have like interactive terrain elements. Shoot the door to,
yeah,
shoot the door panel to shut the door.
I definitely don't think that you want to, you know, just be like, oh, we're hiding behind this wall, and now this wall no longer
right
exists. Like,
that's,
I think
how
that's,
it functions in Bolt Action, which is,
yeah,
creates some,
like,
pretty
that,
fun
that's,
moments.
That's a lot for a game to have. That's a lot of text and
right
things that I don't necessarily think would work well in Star Wars. Like, I wouldn't,
yeah,
want that. But as you said, the door thing, like, I do think that would be kind of cool, that if there's, like, a gate somewhere, and you could, like, it's like, hey, there's a panel on both sides of this gate, and, you know, if you happen to be able to get a hit on it or something like that, like, okay, cool, you hit the gate controls, and then it closes, and so maybe that'll stop, you know, like, me from being able to move my Jedi around the corner to you,
because
you can just shoot that and block it. You could also have the reverse happen of this, like, oh, I shoot that in preparation for your Jedi to come around the corner so you can't, right?
So you can
and
do the Vader,
like,
hallway scene, the Rogue One scene. Mm-hmm. You can get, you shut the door, kill the fleet troopers, or vice versa.
Yeah, like I definitely think that would be a fun thing. I don't think that we're going to see any of that, really,
but
would be a thing that could be... you know, magical fantasy land with our theories and things would just be like, hey, it'd be nice to see, like, you know, you hit a crane and, like, the crane drops a crate or something that, so now there's, like, cover over there. I don't know. It could be something interesting.
Explosive barrels. How many shooters have, like, oh, shoot that jug of fuel and it explodes? I mean, that could be fun.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't think crazy, like, you know.
I just think it becomes an issue of,
yeah,
like, just A, mechanics, and B, feel bad moments of just like,
right,
well, I need to take terrain cover, but the only one is next to the can of rye, of the of the hyperfuel over there, and then all of a sudden, like, my guys are gone.
Just replace with a crater, a little,
yeah,
terrain crater. But that was something in Old Legion, though. You could do mines, and, like, I don't think that would be crazy to bring that component back. Where it was just like a small attack. Like, if you stepped on it, it was, I forget what the dice were. It was like a 3-dice attack. It didn't shake the game up, but it was enough to, like, make you change some decisions. Like, I think it'd be cool if they brought some of that back. You know, certain armies liked it. Certain armies didn't care about it. And some armies were like, oh, crap, if I step on this mine, my Rebel Trooper Squad's dead. Mainly the Rebels didn't like it. But
I definitely think that, you know, Sabine has thermal detonators.
Yeah.
And I think that more people should have thermal detonators. I think that's an interesting
bombs
thing that
explosions.
I think we should see more of those, especially with a specific Mandalorian that might be in that box and wearing your boy in blue.
The OG,
yeah, like,
boy in blue.
You know, circling back to Jango Fett, because I don't understand how he's not in this game yet, but like... something that Mike pointed out in their podcast was that they were like, well, how do you make Jango different than,
yeah,
Din Djarin or Boba Fett? And I was like, I think there's a lot of difference that you can have with Jango and Boba, especially since,
yeah,
like, well, they have the same armor. And I was like, okay, well, keep the health pool the same then. You keep the armor red saves or whatever, but you can easily, like, you know.
Command cards
could
be different. Like, I don't think he has a jetpack rocket. Maybe he does. But, like, he doesn't use it as much as Boba does. Like, Boba's constantly shooting that rocket everywhere.
Yeah. Like, Jango does have a jetpack rocket, but you're right. Okay.
That makes sense.
But maybe, like, you make that, like, a more ion-based jetpack rocket or something different like that. Or, you know, the pistols that Jango has.
Easy. Like, that would make sense. Like, his command cards, even. Because, like, all of Boba's command cards right now are just, like, give me a gun or something right now. Unless you're using, like, Daimyo Boba's cards. But it would be cool to give him, like, different command cards. That's the way you can make him different, for sure.
Yeah.
And, like, the gunslinger stuff.
I was going to say, definitely, if you, like, give him gunslinger on the pistols, I think that would be that, like, that already starts making his profile different. Like,
you're taking Pervious away like you can... he got decapitated by Mace Windu, so he can't have Pervious. He's not immune to lightsaber. Just the shade.
He
didn't get pierced.
He didn't get pierced by the lightsaber. He just got decapitated. Like that...
there wasn't armor there, so he should still get his surging red saves.
Yeah. I wouldn't nerf his Mandalorian armor. I wouldn't do him dirty like that. But
That'd be funny if he didn't have Impervious in melee as like just a jab. Probably not.
That would be funny. But yeah, like I can definitely see, like I said, keywords and and the weapon profile changing, because like definitely Daimyo Boba, but also I think regular Boba, like he's a bit more like rough and tumble in melee, where I feel like Jango doesn't really fight melee that much. Like he's always
he's super dodgy. The Obi-Wan scene where like they're fighting on Kamino, he's just like zooming around the entire time. Or if you play the Lego Star Wars again, you will know the pain of trying to kill Jango with Obi-Wan.
And that, like, even that could be a thing that, like, maybe he's not tankier as in like more health, but maybe he's just harder to hit.
Shifty,
because he can move so fast. Or maybe there's like a keyword or something that's like, oh yeah, if you like, you can negate a hit and get like a free move, like a free speed one move or something.
Or like Jin's thing. Does she get independent move or something? That might be way too good on a speed 3 character.
Oh yeah.
Somebody like Jango, but like it would seem like that would be like a characteristic that he kind of embodies, but you got to balance it too, I guess. You can't just
like I don't want Jango to be absolutely broken, but I do think that he's such a important person in the Star Wars universe. Like
he's the dad of like an entire faction. Like all the clone troopers. He gets the Father's Day award.
Exactly. Like why is the dad not there? Like
I know.
He's very important. He's a very good bounty hunter. Like he is like the bounty hunter in the Clone Wars era. Like it just seems so odd that he's missing. And so I definitely feel like we need to correct that, and I think we need to bring him back. And make sure that he's in the game. I think that would make sense. It makes more sense than literally every other thing that I've heard. Like I said, you know, the Lady Talzin or, you know, Amal or whatever. It's just like, I don't know who else you'd have that was like,
Feral,
this person worked. Maybe Poggle?
No, wait, Poggle's already in the game. Did you say Poggle?
Poggle's already in the game, it was somebody who wasn't... They said it was somebody unannounced, so it wouldn't be Poggle, right? Like, Poggle is the only other person I could think of, because I was like, I mean, he's there. Like, Geonosian works with Dooku. Dooku. Like, but
it's a release of Chancellor Palpatine or Sidious. A re-release of that. That would be a
the clone version of Darth Sidious, right?
That would be, that's really stretching it, but that would be cool if they gave us Palpatine back.
I mean, I do think the reason why they took Palpatine out of the game is the fact that they are probably trying to figure out a way to get him into the game on, like, in every way.
Yeah.
Including maybe, like, a sequel thing.
I don't think he's gone forever. That seems too... Yeah, I'm sure he'll come back eventually. I don't know if it's going to be in this box, but...
No, I don't think he's coming back. Clearly, I do not think that he'd be coming back in this box. That would be so rude of them to just be like, JK, throw away all your Palpatines, and then, like, 3 months later, just be like, here he is. No, they wouldn't do that. That's not happening. So, like, will Palpatine return eventually in this game? He has to. I doubt that they're going to keep Palpatine out of the game for that long. Like, there will be a way that they bring him back into things, but I think they might have just needed to, like, get him out, clear his card, clear whatever, and, like, literally just rebuild him from the ground up. Like, I think that there's probably something along the lines of, like, if you want to have a character that is like Clone Wars era and the Galactic Civil War era and the First Order era, whatever that's actually called. Like,
we don't talk about that.
I would like to have stuff that kind of spans into that, but I also understand, I've seen the argument and 100% agree that people are like, hey, like, there is no difference between Galactic Civil War and the sequel stuff, right? Like visually speaking, the rebels are still rebels, and the Empire-esque people still are like wearing white armor suits. Like, you're changing a helmet, really. Like that's the only difference. And so, like, I don't really think that they would go full on into that, but I wouldn't be upset if they were just like, hey, here's Rey and Finn and Kylo and Knights of Ren and Sith troopers. You know, like, I could see them just like adding a couple things and then just being like, and then
we max it out and then have to start going into other things. It's like,
it's just like they'll like add like the heroes or whatever, and then they just like, and then all of your cores, all of your, you know, like helmet, just bring them all over from Galactic Civil War. Like, all those guys, just like, just have them, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know an X-Wing, it didn't fare too good, so they might be a little skittish to do it, but I don't know. Eventually, you're going to max out, like, all the stuff you have. Like, there's only so many units. We're clearly not there yet. We don't have Jango, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think there's still a lot of room left, and there's a lot of things in Dave Filoni's toy box that people would love to have, so...
Despite our Dave Filoni slander from our sister podcast. I don't know if you saw that.
I'm just saying, it's like there's a lot of characters there that, you know, like Ezra's not in the game yet.
Oh yeah,
you know,
Spectre crew would be really cool.
Yeah, you got what's his face? Chopper, Saw Gerrera. Yeah,
be a lot of fun.
So yeah, I think they're, you know, Tubes.
Tubes?
Who's Tubes? Yeah, Tubes. I the guy that has the tubes that works under Saw, and then after Saw dies.
Oh yeah.
After Saw dies, cool. He's still on Jedha. Tubes goes back to Jedha to defend what's left of the planet.
Just the rubble pile.
very
noble.
He's like, this is where we're at, man. Like, we are Jedha, and we're not letting it go. Because after I read the comics for like a brief thing. So after the Death Star blows up, they're like, we need kyber crystals. Okay, let's go get all the kyber crystals that are left on Jedha, because we didn't completely destroy the planet. We just left a giant crater in it that is making the planet unstable, and like, it's dying, but it's not dead. And so the Empire wants to go back and get more kyber crystals, and Tubes is like, get the hell out of here. Like, this is our place. I think that there's a lot of stuff that it will still come, and I think it would be very cool to see more things out of the kind of expanded universe of things. I don't think they'll ever go outside of that and go to the Start Legacy into, like, universe.
Yeah.
Sadly, but...
Who knows?
Like, I there is still fun stuff that's in the comics and in some of the games that I like, KVS,
For the Dooku box, though, like, I really can't think of anybody, like, I can see the Mother Talzin argument, but I think Jango's a better candidate for that. Like, what are you going to do, give them Trade Federation dudes, like, the senators, the guys that just get chopped down, and...
they already had one of those guys in an objective box or something.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You
right?
One of them,
like,
a hostage.
That was the thing.
Yeah, hostage exchange. Wow, blast from the past.
Yeah, like I know nothing of this era, right? Like I didn't.
That was a
I started
objective.
After all of it, but like, I figured if they would have wanted to add one of the viceroys for stuff, that would have been the point that they would have done it. Not now. So I don't think we'll see Trade Federation.
Yeah, that'd be kind of lame. Like, I can't, their profile would be, like, I don't know, just, it'd be a purely, and they're not ever, like, on the battlefield, so it's, like,
their argument for taking out Palpatine,
would immediately be gone.
You want people that aren't on the battlefield, and you're right, like,
they don't even hold a gun.
Those...
they're just there.
none of those guys ever held a gun. They just were like doing Sidious's bidding, and so right. I don't think we'll ever see any of that stuff, which is sad because I would love to see the Royal Guard, the Naboo Royal Guard.
That could be cool.
I think that there's maybe a way that we could see them in a very specific army.
I don't know what you're
that
about.
Some people have wanted.
The Gungans. I don't. I am not on the Gungan train. Like you can. I will go on record. I respect if anybody wants to play Gungans and that's your thing. Like I'm here for you and I support your love of the Gungans. But I'm just not a. I'm a Gungan ally, but I'm not a Gungan player myself. I guess so.
I just think the first battle on Naboo is so iconic.
Cool. It is very iconic.
And it seems like when you describe Legion to people of just like, oh, it's two armies of Star Wars facing off. It's just like one of the first things that I think about is that lineup of like the Force Shields and the Droidicas and everything, like all of the AT-AT tanks or whatever. Yeah. It's like all that stuff. And so it's like, yeah, like I want to see Gungans at some point. Like
it would be cool. It would be a cool army on the table too. Like visually that would be a really cool army to have with all the shields and stuff.
Like I definitely think it probably fits in something of a battle force. I don't really think that would be Gar. Like I would feel weird seeing Jar Jar Binks and crew next to clone troopers.
Yeah.
Like
not a thing, is it? Even the second battle was just like the Gungans, right?
I could see the security forces there, right? Yeah. Like I could see them using like the iconic little like speeder that they had. I could see some of that stuff. I think that would be cool. You know, Captain Tanaka,
I think so.
Hey, I remembered his name. Yeah, I love that dude.
I couldn't remember his name. Yeah, he's the one that fights Grievous. That's like that'd be cool. Right.
Yeah, like I think a lot of those characters would be very cool to see and add into to Legion at some point. So yeah, like a Dathomiri force would be neat, a Gungan force would be neat. I think a lot of these things would be cool to add.
Wookiees being good would be neat.
And if they happen, we will talk about it right here.
That's right.
And I will be screaming from the rooftops. I am manifesting this. Wills, if you're listening, hey, what's up, Wills? Please. Just
do
please.
It.
it would be so nice. But yeah, so that's what's happening with Savage. That's what's happening. That's what's coming out. That's our guesses of things to come. Yes.
Comment how wrong we are. So, or how right we are.
Yeah, please. if you've got battle forces you want to see, if you want characters you want to see, if you think we're just completely wrong, put all of that in the comments. Please
we'll
join the conversations. I do read the comments. I know I'm not supposed to read the YouTube comments, but I do because I see you guys, and a lot of you have a lot of good opinions, and I appreciate, even if I'm not responding, do know that I do look at that stuff, and I'm like, hey, like, there are some good ideas out there.
We're trying to be the...
What'd you say?
Okay. We're trying to be the people's cast over here.
We're not mean like other podcasts from our network. We're your voice. And if you want to continue having that voice, consider joining the Patreon.
Yes.
So please do that. And also, we can tease this because we already have this planned. Because unlike our other cast, I'm giving way too much shade. The Notorious Scoundrel guys are working very hard over there. They've been doing so much. But our next cast, next in 2 weeks, because this is a bi-weekly podcast. So in 2 weeks, we will be talking about the first things that you should buy. Along with your starter set, because the starter sets are coming out soon. And so for new players or returning players, players that are switching factions, I know somebody at my store who is jumping ship on Gar and buying Empire starter to see what the Empire is all about. Listen into this podcast, and we're going to be talking about those starters a little bit more. Not a ton, don't worry, not a ton, but we'll be talking about them a little bit as terms of what kind of army you can field out of them, and then what we would suggest to add into those to get yourself from that 600-point recon list to 1,000-point list. So if you think that's cool, tune in 2 weeks, and we'll have our opinions on all of that right here. So thank you so much, and just know that we do all of this for
the love of the game.
Love a game. All right.